In Washington, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Oil and gas are big industries in Texas, which means preventing leaks from oil and gas fields is also big business, specifically trapping climate change-causing methane that can leak from wells. But the Trump administration's loosening the rules on that gas, and that means methane emissions reduction companies might not have as big a market in the future. From the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media, Travis Bubenik has a story.
Houston's Rebellion Photonics makes high-tech and crazy-sounding cameras that track invisible gases like methane.
They're kind of like robots, right? They just move around looking for leaks 24/7, day or night.
Robert Kester is the CEO.
We have systems in upstream, at wellheads, we have it on pipelines, we have it at refineries.
The advocacy group Environmental Defense Fund has tracked the rise of more than 130 companies like Kester's since about 2010. Tightening rules on methane at the state and federal level have spurred the demand. But Eric Melito with the trade group American Petroleum Institute says there's also an economic incentive.
Fundamentally, it's good business. Methane is the primary component of natural gas. It's a product that our industry markets, and we want to make sure we're capturing as much of it as possible.
Melito disputes the idea that Trump is rolling back Obama-era methane rules. His take is they're being adjusted. Either way, he says the old rules don't give oil and gas producers enough flexibility to fix methane leaks as they see fit. But by the Trump administration's own count, its changes would lead to more than 8 million metric tons of additional emissions. Some oil companies say they'll continue cutting methane anyway, but attorney Hanna Vizcarra with Harvard's Environmental Law Program notes the key word is some.
What this does is allow the smaller operators to not really pay attention to this issue.
A global investors group warned recently the Trump administration's moves could, quote, significantly weaken methane reduction technology. To be clear, Kester says his leak detection company is doing fine. Still, he argues regulations are needed to prod energy companies into the future.
Change is always hard. And so, you know, in this industry, they're like, well, everything's fine. There's probably some old timers that never adopted computers till they had to.
The EPA estimates 31% of the nation's methane emissions come from oil and gas facilities, the second largest source after the ag industry. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.